Blog Talk Radio.
Ah!
My. There's nothing. So hold me down. When I rise, hey brother, it's gonna happen real soon, sooner than we think. God is really doing some things in people's lives that you can't even answer sometimes. Sometimes you just say, this is not even a word how people are leaving now. You know, got a check and a call too as well from Brother Mike, you know. He lost his uncle last Tuesday. Now he's lost another one of his family members today. This one here is through COVID again, you know, like COVID-19. And I want to keep him lifted up, man. He said this one here hurt, you know. You know, just when it comes, Doc, it just comes. Sometimes you just sit back and we try our best, man, to encourage one another, Reverend. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yes, sir.
We try,
yes, sir.
We try to encourage one another, you know, because you just don't know, Doc, when it's going to be your day. You just don't know when it's going to be your hour. You know, we dread a lot of things, but some things we just can't dread. You know, because it's going to come, man, but we do know Father God is able, man. I'm assuring that the brother knows God. I'm assuring that he has a relationship with God. But it don't stop the pain, though, Reverend. Sometimes the pain comes so hard and hits you so hard. Sometimes God allows you to vent a little bit. He allows you to purge a little bit. He allows you to cry, you know. And I said right then, you know, when he starts saying the name of Jesus, you know, something you can do, man, you know. I'm quite different from Moses. I don't sound like Moses. I'm not a renowned speaker, man. I don't claim to be. I mean, you quite right along with it. I want you to tag your own line. And I want you,
right.
I just want to say one thing. I know God is moving. I know God. I know for myself God is moving in life that we can't even understand sometimes. But I understand in his word. So we're going to know in that day, in that resurrection day, in that getting up morning, we're going to be looking at like John did. He said, it was elder to ask him, who are these addressed in all this white, in the garment?
Yeah.
He's going to say, them the one was in the great tribulation. Man, we're going to go through some things, but we are not exempt. I don't care how much you know the word. I don't care how nice you are, how much you love folks, man, it's going to come. You just have to have prayer. You know, I'm not that one. I might not be gifted enough to do that, man, but I can tell you this, man. By faith is what's going to move your heart closer to God. By faith is going to have you to lean more to God. So God's going to allow some things to come over you that you're going to have to pray for yourself. Don't help me understand. You're going to have to pray for yourself. Yeah, I remember we talked about it. Four men carried a young man all over until they got the companion and heard that Jesus was preaching. Couldn't get in. They looked through the window. Couldn't get in. So they went on top of the rooftop and tore the roof off and lowered the young man down. And God told him, Jesus told him, wait until by doing this, your faith made you heal. To take up your bed and get up and walk. We believe in that. We believe in that. We believe God. They were laughing the other day. He said, "Now this is the same man can make the blind see. Is this the same man who can take the withered hand and make it a good again? Is this the same man? Hit this stroke. Save you and yourself too, and all the others around you." Let me tell you something. They were mocking him, but it's gonna be a time. It's gonna be like this pin when they look. When he sees Jesus on that cross, he had to take everything back. Oh, I know him right about
it. Yeah.
And somebody, when you see Jesus in his spiritual form, somebody knows I'm talking about, they have a spiritual encounter with the Lord. Man, that is a blessing. But what will make it more a blessing? When you can feel somebody by encouraging them and tell them God is there. He's there. He's right there and waiting for us to say, Lord, I need you. Yeah, I'm telling you now, you don't have to sound like most people now. You don't have to have that same tone
right.
like most people. All you got to do is be sincere from your heart. Oh, yeah, there's a place for that other stuff. All you have to be having a sincere heart and say, Father God, I'm not understanding none of this here. Lord, I need your help. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lord, there's some things inside of me right now. Lord, I just don't understand why I'm thinking this way. Lord, I need your help. You know, and we're at that point in time that he wants us to be transparent. You know what I'm saying? He wants us to. I told him, man, I can remember the time I was growing up. I don't remember crying, man, that much, man. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. You know what I'm talking about? But since I met Jesus, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Since I met the Lord, he softened my heart, man. He softened it so much that, man, I could just be thinking about something, man. It don't be a sorrowful cry. It'll be a rejoicing cry. I'll be rejoicing.
Mm-hmm.
So when his spirit dwelling in me, he caused me to have a tear to come out. I remember my first came
That's
to Christ,
right.
man. Every time I pray, I'm talking about just as me, man. Every time I pray, tears start coming down my eyes. Tears. And God
mm-hmm.
gave me something with that, man. I heard a lot of people along the way. You know what I'm talking about? And I believe
mm-hmm.
I was like old Peter. I had to confess to the Lord that I love the people. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's
you know
right.
I had to confess.
Mm-hmm.
I can't speak with nobody. I had to confess, man, that I love the people. And every time I cry and tears come down, and he gave me show me something that he can use me. And he said, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes you don't feel like your word is just a step before the people. Remember one time I
mm-hmm.
preached that
That's
time,
right.
And I was given the illustration Jesus was on the cross. And I turned to the congregation, and I had my hand like I was on a cross. And God said, turn around. Oh, help me. He said, you're not even worthy to stand there before the people like that. He said, turn around. You know, and when I turned around,
mm-hmm.
because I was showing some humility, because when you have that much authority in conveying your word, you draw people's attention. I don't want them to go to me. I want them to draw to Jesus. Oh, help me. Why he's here?
Yeah, right.
Oh,
right.
Oh, oh,
right.
Because you'll find something
right.
wrong with me. All I got to do is come out that pulpit for a couple of minutes. You'll find something wrong with me. But boy, I just stay connected to the vine. The vine. Yes, sir. You know what I'm talking about? I'm that branch. You know what I mean? I know you're a branch. If you're a branch, he's been pruning you and purging you to do his will. Oh, I know what I'm about.
Mm-hmm.
So while I say this
That's
here,
right.
man, let's pray for our brother. Let's keep our brother lifted up. You know what I'm saying? We keep brother Willard and family lifted up. And all of the ones we do know and don't know is going through time like this here. Pray for them because you never know. Oh, yes, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
But it might be your day. That you need standing in
yes,
need of prayer. Standing in need for God to help you. Because we find out in this life, when we pray, better. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. I know I did something.
Yes, sir.
But,
yes, sir.
But give me a minute and a half for y'all. Just a minute and a half with this. I'm going to be up with
you.
they used to sing songs like that. That's an old song, bro. That's a real old song. And let me tell you something. She ain't just talking about just using because she's singing. You know what I'm saying? You might not have a platform, a place to be that you can be able to speak, but God might allow you to have a one-on-one conversation with somebody, be in a group somewhere, witness, and you can tell them, Lord, use me and doctor it, Lord. Lord, it's our falter. I like that there, because we're going to falter. Lord, help me along the way. You know, have you been there? You know, and I talk about
if
you've been going down memory lane, you know there's going to be some things God's going to put you in, and you're going to want God to use you. And it says, I thank God for the word, man. I thank God for the fellowship, man, that do something to me when you know you can try to help somebody, man, and see God what he is. You know what I'm talking about? And I love this ministry because we look out for one another. You know what I'm talking about? We look out for one another. What I mean, not just in money. I'm talking about we do it in prayer. We do it in encouragement.
Yeah.
You know, Rev, I feel like you own something more than that. I feel like we move with love. We don't want to try to tickle your fancy. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
We want to tell you God is real. And he's so real with us. That we do it Monday, so watch this now, do Sunday. Help me, Holy Spirit. He's so real with us.
Yeah.
We take time out. Look here, I keep coming. I can't be on this thing and find my way on here every morning. You know what I'm talking about? Don't tell me what God wants to do, man.
Yes.
You got love like this. This love comes from God, man. It ain't from me, man. It is from God. So I thank God for your faithfulness. For some of y'all that's so faithful, man. I mean, we can feel and y'all be still there, you know. And I just thank God for that because, you know, I mean, you could have been doing a lot of things. So we just want to keep all the ones that are going through right now. And, you know, I'm going to move out the way, but I want to say keep a prayer for the mic there, man, and all the people, even in the sick and shutting in, you know. Some that we just don't know, man. We don't know about. You know, we heard about Sister Ain't Martha, you know what I'm talking about? We heard about her granddaddy. And we do know God is a. You know, I know she's a praying woman. Her daughter's a praying woman. And if you believe, there are two or three touching the green in your name, that he's in that room. There's more than two on there, man. And I know we ain't the only ones going to be believing, man. So we ask you to keep
praise
us if we travel this world of life. This ministry, even though you might not see many, but you know, we find out wherever God is. Help me, host. You find a few just passing by. But then when you find a Broadway, or many you see going that way, but in that way, it leads to destruction, Doc. It looked good, though. It looked good on it because you see the numbers, right? But boy, when you had a few people, you know what I'm talking about? Because God got the number. You know, we learn about the number. But God had a number one day. I've learned when we doing this here, make sure you stretch out your own salvation. Make sure you kill somebody you love today. Make sure, you know, I got an anger, man. She didn't got a real stick on me, right? And she don't even know who I am, you know what I'm talking about? And this one of my favorite, ain't it? But she's the only one. I ain't gonna say one of my favorite, but I love her though. You know what I'm talking about? And
praise the Lord.
Thinking about how she used to change my diaper. Nah, she don't know who I am. You know what I'm talking about? So, but I knew she knew me before she got in the stage she in there. You know what I'm talking about? So I say this: if you got somebody who can see you, tell them you love them today. Tell them you love them. You know, tell me, you know, and I'm gonna tell you something. You'd be surprised how long they go for some people's life, man. They might tell you, I've been needing a smile. I need that encouragement word. Let it be you today. Feel somebody you love. It don't have to be your husband. That should be already there. It don't have to be your father. What's it there? It don't have to be your mother. It can be somebody you least expect. Come up on them and you start talking to them, and God give you a word to tell them and say, I love you. If nobody told you mm-hmm. that, I love you. You'd be surprised how somebody just needs that your hug, that spiritual hug. You ain't got to touch them because of the pandemic, you know, what they call the COVID-19 or the corona, whatever name you want to put on, Delta, or whatever they got going on. But we know one thing, you can give them a spiritual hug. That's the spiritual love. And thank God, brother. Thank God. Can you help us out this morning, Red?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man. Just reading this morning things concerning the COVID and just thinking about God and things that He allows. But this is the time where we should be strengthening one another, showing love and compassion towards one another that will get God's attention and help us learn what He's trying to teach us. Help us see, because it's all for a reason. Hallelujah. You know, He even told us in the scripture what He would do if His people that are called by His name. It's a necessity that we humble ourselves and seek God's face, turn from the things that are displeasing to God, turning from the things that will interrupt our relationship with God, and start seeing what things that you can become the apple of His eye. So when His wrath come down, He can cover you. He can give you strength. And if He decides to purge you with trials and tribulation, He can yet purge you and still hold you in His hand. Hallelujah. He can hold you in His hand. And we thank God this morning for His blessings, for His grace, for His mercy. Just want to pull a couple of things of encouragement to let you know, hallelujah, though the storm of life are raging, God will stand by you. Though it seems rough right now, many are bereaved and hard. Many are waiting on COVID results. Many are trying to make a decision whether to take the vaccine, whether or not to take the vaccine, or many questions, trouble in mind. Hallelujah. But the one thing we will do, we'll continue to do, is to look up to God for His blessings, for His grace, for His mercy, for His kindness. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, we come in the humblest way that we know how. Give us all sins known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Just want to tell you thank you, Lord, for another opportunity that you allowed us to assemble together. Another chance, you know, grace and mercy that you've shown towards us, Father God, that we may be able to, live at this moment, be able to breathe at this moment, count it as a blessing, be able to have a peace of mind to concentrate on you, Father God, to consider you, to try to mend our ways, Father. We want to just tell you thank you, Lord. Thank you. And want to tell you that we love you, Lord. Bless us that we may love one another with purity, hallelujah, with peace, Father God, with understanding, with holiness. Bless us, Father. Help us consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits. Receive and understand what you have for us this day and throughout the day. Bless us to walk with you and talk with you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your tenderness, Father. In Jesus' name, we do pray, Father, but we ask that you bless those that are in bereavement. Bless, Father God, that family, Michael, hallelujah, family, that lost the uncle, Father God, and lost another loved one. Blessed, Father God, discomfort we ask. We plead, Father God, to, oh, Father, let you just hold them in your arms, Father God. Let them know in this time, Father God, that you're still able, oh, to take care of them. You're still able to mend up that heart, Father. But for this reason, Father God, you allow, oh, hallelujah, those that brothers been praying for you, but you allow them to come unto you. You gave some the ultimate healing, and you call them, hallelujah, to yourself, Father God. Bless us. Help us understand your will, your way, your work in Jesus' name. When it is, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Continue blessings. We ask upon Brother Willie Dowd, continue to hit him and his family. Oh, Father God, for their loved one passing as well. Oh, Father God, we ask you to hold them. Hold them, Father God. Hold them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Aunt Martha, thank you for the good doctor's report. Continue. Bless them, Father God. We look unto you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for showing favor. Hallelujah. Favor. Thank you for your love, expressions of love. Again, in the name that is above every name. In the name where men might be saved. We, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now, we ask, Father God, we ask, Father God, that you have your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Continue to bless us all. Keep us in thy care. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just want to give some strength to those, hallelujah, to those, hallelujah, hallelujah. God has entrusted us, hallelujah, to be a blessing to Psalms, hallelujah, 23, hallelujah, Psalms 23, hallelujah, and John, First John, 1:1, hallelujah, hallelujah, and Psalms 51, Genesis 1, hallelujah, Genesis 1, 2 and 3, thank you, Lord. Over here, and I just want to give you some encouragement, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 23 and 1 says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and he leadeth me beside still waters. God is the creator. God is our great pastor, hallelujah, of the universe. He's the redeemer and the preserver of me, hallelujah. In this passage of David, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, says he looks unto the Lord. He relies upon the Lord. He reflects the joy of the Lord. With joy, he reflects that he has a shepherd, and that shepherd is Jehovah. Hallelujah. Flock of the sheep. We are his sheep. We are God's people. Thank you, Lord. We are God's people. Oh, hallelujah. And if we look unto him, if we obey and follow after what the shepherd would have us to do, and take the road he desires for us to take. Hallelujah. God will be our protector, our provider, our keeper, a flock of the sheep, gentle and harmless. Hallelujah. He will allow us to feed, hallelujah, in green pastures, but we have to look unto God. We have each and everyone have to make this confession that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture, He even leadeth me beside the still waters, and yet he restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will allow you to be fed, though he make you to lie down in green pastures. Hallelujah. Make you to lie down. Hallelujah. Lie in pastures he has provided for you. As the shepherd provide protection for the sheep as they would feed. Hallelujah. Feed in the pastures. We under his care are skillful and watchful and tender. Hallelujah. Shepherd. It gives us great comfort when we can trust, lead, and depend upon the Lord, and don't have to. We don't have to watch for battle when we feed in his green pasture. The protection is there, and we can just concentrate on feeding. Hallelujah. Though this is when he allow us into his chambers. Hallelujah. Into the intercourse of the Lord, where we can feed and don't have to worry about trouble. Don't have to worry about trouble. He leads me in the path. Hallelujah. He leads me beside the still water. Restore my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake. His name's sake is his name's sake. And the name that is above every name. And the name that is protection for us. In his name and in his will and in his way. Yea, though I walk through the valley, I'm going to go through valley sometime, and the shadows of death will be there. But if we lean on God, we will fear no evil. Thou is with me. So his rod and his staff, they comfort me. That is protection. Now prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anoints my head with all my cup running over. Surely, hallelujah, goodness, hallelujah, and mercy, they will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. This psalm here, hallelujah, David is expressing here that the shepherd, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is the shepherd of our souls. He has great abundance. Even when we feel like sometimes we may be in a dry pasture. Hallelujah. 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 But we don't have to fear for the wicked and bad that may be around us. God is able to keep us, to prepare us. Hallelujah. To hold us in troubled times when, hallelujah, we feel secure. When loved ones ask for prayer, for we know one. We may not have all the answers, but we know who to go to for the answers, for the unasked questions. And hallelujah, God, hallelujah, gives us strength. That gives us words that we may comfort one another. Gives us knowledge to know, hallelujah, knowledge to know that it is him that we live, that we move, that we have our being. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm glad for his protection, for his comfort. Now, hallelujah. Just to give evidence, hallelujah. As I was saying, that is our pastor, is our great pastor, the watcher over our souls, the keeper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 1:1. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Hallelujah. In the beginning, hallelujah. In the beginning, God, hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. Hallelujah. And the Word was God. Hallelujah. And so right here we have God, the Father, Jehovah, the Ancient of Days, the Almighty, the Divinity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Divine. Hallelujah. The Creator from everlasting to everlasting. And the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega. The beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. Thank you, Jesus. The Word. Who was this Word? Hallelujah. The Word was Jesus Christ standing. Hallelujah. With God the Father, and God the Father, and God the Son is now in the beginning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, to let you know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever you need, go to the Father. In the name of Jesus, which is the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And accept when he starts talking to you, because if you open your heart to him, hallelujah, he will start to speak with you. Oh, hallelujah. The same was in the beginning with God. All things that were made, know this, by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Hallelujah. Now, to know this, hallelujah, to know this, he is our very life. He is our very breath. He is the great Father, hallelujah, the great King, hallelujah, Melchizedek, if you will, hallelujah, had no beginning and will have no end, hallelujah, the beginning. This is home to you. Have to say unto and testify of and say that the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is that I want. The Lord is that I need. The Lord is I can't survive without the Lord. Hallelujah. Without the Lord, so I need him. I need him, and I need to turn unto him, the master, that the keeper. Hallelujah. The Almighty. I need to turn unto him and find out what is it, Lord, that you're trying to tell me. What is it, Lord, that you're trying to say? Speak to me, Father God. Make it plain unto me. But in order for him to make it plain, so you must be seeking him that you may understand, hallelujah, his will and his way. But here's a good beginning right here to say, the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah, the Lord is my keeper, he is my deliverer, and mean that you say, and he will unfold things right before your eyes, hallelujah. You start having an appetite for the Lord, you start wanting to seek after him, the love of God, hallelujah, the love of God, because when you see him start to answer you, it starts to communicate with you. The divine relationship humanity needs is to be connected back to God. Hallelujah. Connected back to him. Not in lip service, but in heart service, in your walk. That when you start to walk, there's a light that shines from you. The light of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it makes people look and see, because it's a brilliant that shines. Hallelujah. That shines from you. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's shown around about me. His glory, his vessel that he made, that he created, that he himself changed. Hallelujah. Changed. Genesis. Hallelujah. Genesis. 1:1. Still letting you know. God is the part that we need, that some that are missing. We open up to him. Look, seek after him. Genesis 1:1 will tell you, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form, so are we, and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. God said, let there be light. And there was light. Hallelujah. Try to paint this picture. If God, hallelujah, do such a marvelous work like this, hallelujah, it formed the world, hallelujah, the world. He formed the world. Since he formed the world, hallelujah, since he created, called the sun and the moon and the stars and different planets in the universe, hallelujah, and set them all in orbit and activity and operation, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is whom he's allowing a personal relationship. Hallelujah. Through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But we must accept the way, the truth, and the light, which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 And hallelujah. Just if you will, we go back to Psalms. Psalms, thank you, Jesus. Psalms 51. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Then I'll let you go. How about that? Praise the Lord. But he's our keeper. He's our creator. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's also gracious in mercy, kindness, loving. Hallelujah. And if you will open up to him and seek his forgiveness, God will have mercy. Hallelujah. If while he's yet speaking, and God speaks in different ways. Hallelujah. God, but God knows just what it takes for each and every one of us. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God for his listening ear. We thank God for how he does just what he does with us. Hallelujah. With us. Hallelujah. But look unto God. Trust in God. Lean on God. Depend upon God. Hallelujah. And he'll give you strength. He'll give you testimony. He'll give you what that you need. Any question you have, God will supply it. Hallelujah. Through his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Through his Holy Spirit, he'll talk with you. He'll comfort you. He'll keep you. This is what I want to encourage. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know what David went through. Hallelujah. We know. Hallelujah. Picture was painted before David. Hallelujah. By Nathan, the prophet, came unto him. After David had chosen his own way and decided to sin, he had to ask for mercy. Once he found out Nathan was talking about him, he had to ask God for mercy, according to what he knew about you, according to the loving kindness, what he remembered, that God is gracious, God is merciful, God is the keeper. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But you have to confess unto God. You have to give it unto God. God, I am not worthy, Father God. But hallelujah, of your grace, your love, and your mercy, and your kindness. Hallelujah. Have mercy on me, Lord. Humble yourself before God. Humble and seek his face. Humble, confess sin. Hallelujah. Admit unto God sorrowful, to be godly sorry for, hallelujah, for going your own way. Man, let him know that you need him. Tell him that the Lord, you're my shepherd. And I said, I'm not once I have completed what you want me to do, and all you want me to do is show a repentance, a repenting life, turning from things. Once you uncover, let me know that when astray, turn back unto you, repent unto you, and walk and live in that repentance. Hallelujah. Have verse 1, 51 and 1, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. David told him, against thee, the only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. Thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. And here it is right here. Behold, thou desire truth in the inward part. And the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Wisdom. God want to be intimate with each and every one that call themselves a child of God, a Christian, hallelujah, to be Christ-like in the inward parts, the inner things, hallelujah, that is even hidden, hallelujah, hidden from where others can see, but God would keep that thing hidden until it has reached a point, hallelujah, that he has to expose it, but while it's hidden, hallelujah, hidden parts, hallelujah. Let him work with those hidden parts that thou shalt make me to know wisdom, and that wisdom will help me understand that a change must be taking place. So in that, when I find that wisdom, then let me know that I will ask him to purge me with wisdom. I shall be clean, wash me. I shall be whiter than snow. Hallelujah. I shall be whiter than snow, but hallelujah. As I would just want to encourage those, hallelujah. Even the bereaved and hard, even those that are waiting on a healing, whether it's the ultimate healing, hallelujah, or whether it's the healing to be in your golden moments to roll on a little while longer. Lean on the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. The days are coming that we need to, hallelujah, find out the things that God wants of us. Hallelujah. While he let us yet live on this side. Hallelujah. Seek after God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go to where you normally find him. And one thing you can surely find him is within your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell him you love him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Show him that you love him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wants to hear that you love him, but he really wants to show him that you love him. It's through your obedience. God bless you. God keep you in our prayer. So know that he is your shepherd, and he is the keeper. Hallelujah. He is the keeper. In Jesus' name, may God bless you. May God keep you in our prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus. This is what I have for you today. God bless. Thank you, Jesus. Come down the point of a service. Hallelujah. One want to testify, one want to maybe add to the lesson or say what they got out of the lesson or say how good God has been. Hallelujah. We thank God for this time, this hour. We thank you, Aunt Martha, for the blessing that you gave once again. Hallelujah. Through these golden nuggets, as we call them. One says here, no, hallelujah, in heaven. Hallelujah. known in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Known in heaven. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. They follow me. They follow me. Hallelujah. It says also, the bys are the law of earth. Reunions are the law of heaven. Yeah, goodbyes are the laws of earth. Reunions are the law of heaven. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Known in heaven. Hallelujah. Known in heaven. Hallelujah. Give us this day our daily bread. Known in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful. Also gave us, hallelujah, I designed you to live in union with me. Praise the Lord. God designed us to live in union with him. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul? Mark 8:36. Hallelujah. What is it for us to gain all that we can possibly gain on this side, but we don't invest in eternity? A lot of people invest in things on this side, but when the death angel comes walking, hallelujah, and the God allow him to stop at our door, what have we invested in eternity? What have we invested? Make sure as we invest in on this side, make sure we are investing on the other side. Investment. God bless you. Anger management. Oh, hallelujah. Anger management. Praise the Lord. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Oh, yes. Ephesians 4:26. Yeah, praise the Lord. It says also, put out the fire of anger before it blazes out of control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know what will put out that anger is love. Love will cover. Love hides a multitude of faults. Hallelujah. Look for a reason to love somebody. You know, fault is easy to find. Hatred is easy to find. But look for a reason to love. Look. And the way you can do that is look at people through the eyes of Jesus. Have a godly heart and look at people and find a reason to love them. Find a reason to show them God's love. Find a reason to care. Hallelujah. Find a reason. Look for a reason from mess to message. I hear you, Amy. God bless you. From mess to message. Hallelujah. Beautiful Savior, I praise you for your amazing power. No darkness can stand against you. Help me to walk in your light today. Hallelujah. These are the things that will help you. Hallelujah. Be pleasing in God's sight. From mess to message. Hallelujah. Pastor used to tell us, hallelujah, that God is the only one can unscramble the eggs after we have scrambled them up. God is the only one that can take your mess and turn it into a message that will teach you throughout your life. Hallelujah. God is the only one. Only one. Hallelujah. Can take your cry and allow that cry to strengthen you, hallelujah, and keep you and teach you the wisdom that you must learn from the lesson that made you cry. Hallelujah. God is truly able. He is the keeper. Hallelujah. The shepherd in whom we need to make acquaintance with. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Be no pushers of the one button. Everybody all right? Praise the Lord. If it be God's will, hallelujah.
Good morning.
With you. Oh, praise the Lord. Good morning.
Yes. I'm here this morning. I didn't think I was going to be able to be on, but I'm going to get ready to go visit Mom in the hospital, drop
praise
off
the
paper to the attorney, getting this thing in order. And she's all right. Her blood pressure was low. She passed out. And then they say it may have been her heart. So we got a heart cardiologist coming in this morning.
Praise the Lord.
But all is well. All is well. Just realizing how he's allowing me, like he did with my father, to glean from them before they transition to be with the father. And it's just a joy to be able to sit with her and glean from her these last few hours, you know, that we're going to be together. And by no means is she about to go, you know, but just getting everything in order and just enjoying the gleaning, all that she has to give from a natural perspective, but even more so from a spiritual perspective, and that I can take it and use it in my life. But then I realize I'm not supposed to hold on to it. I'm supposed to share it with somebody else who's going to be going through the same thing, you know, at some point in time. And it's going to hurt a little bit, you know. But there's a great joy there. There's a great joy. And I just want to tell the Father, thank you for allowing all of this to happen the way that it's happening, so that I can be able to get a better grip of everything and just see things from a clearer perspective. So I want to thank you for that word, because like you say, at some point we all going to travel this road, and I just feel good about everything. I feel good about my life, you know.
Praise the Lord.
I just feel good. And
thank you, Lord.
If I had to go today, it's a good thing. I can say that. I can say that. So I just want to thank you, brothers, and I hope when I speak that I'm actually helping somebody, you know, that's listening in, that may be going through or may be in the same situation that I'm in, you know. And, you know, time is of the essence. So that's all I have to say. Y'all just keep me and anybody that's going through or that went through, just keep us in your prayers. Love you, brothers, and I'm going to get out of here and go visit her and stop off at the attorney's office.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Praise yes, yes. Thank you. Thank
God
you.
God bless you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercy, for your kindness. Thank you, God, for the experience. Hallelujah. Experiences. Revelations revealing God is somebody. How about that? Thank you, Lord. We love to praise Him. We love to worship Him. Oh, hallelujah. We love to give thanks unto Him. Love to show adoration to our Lord. Hallelujah. To our Shepherd. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. There be another. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. If there be not enough, we thank the Lord for what he, how he has blessed us today. Hallelujah. How he has blessed us, how he has brought us, how he has taught us, how he has allowed time and space that men would repent unto him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glad it was on a hill for a way it stood an old rugged cross. The emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that cross where the dearest and best were a lost sinner was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay it down. And it says, it goes on to say, I will cling to the old rugged cross. And I'll exchange it someday, hallelujah, for a crown, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. As we pray, Father God, in heaven we come. Thank you, O Lord, for your goodness, for your grace, and for your mercy. Thank you, O Lord, how you allowed us another day upon this planet Earth. How you allowed us another chance, Father God. We thank you. How you allowed us life once again, Father. Father, we still pray for those that are yet bereaved, broken heart, Father God, bereaved because you call some to that ultimate healing, Father God. Bless the heart, hallelujah, that is trying to be strong. Bless the heart, Father God, that is trying to still trust in you. Bless the heart, even the one that don't understand what you're doing, Father. And we ask blessings upon them as well. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Thank you, Father God, for the way that you have made, Father God. Hallelujah. We still see your love. We still see your grace. We still see your mercy. We still see your arm of protection. Hallelujah. We still see your love. We still see your tender kindness. We still see, Father God, you being independent. We still see you holding us, you keeping us, you helping us. We still see it, Lord. So we just say thank you, Lord, and just have your way. Give us the strength, hallelujah, hallelujah, and the mind to understand, hallelujah. And give us an open ear, Father, that we may hear your voice, that we may continue to follow you. Keep us, bless us on the ones that would choose, Father God, to stay on the straight and narrow path, Father God, the one that will, regardless of circumstance and situation, still want to trust you, still want to depend on you, not looking at, hallelujah, the present time, but looking on forward, Father God, hallelujah, looking on forward, for that is you, hallelujah, that's waiting, Father God, for us, Father God, to keep on leaning on you. Keep on depending on you. Keep on seeking after you. Keep on searching you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, those that are yet asking for prayer, you know each and every one, Father God. We ask you to look on their special needs. Special needs, Father God. You know each and every one of your creation. We ask you, Father God, you to bless. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, whatever they need, we ask of you in the name of Jesus. We want to tell you thank you. Consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Thank you for blessing and helping me, Father God. In Jesus' name, I want to tell you that I love you, Father God, and I love each and every one. Hallelujah, that you blessed me to come in contact with. Well, thank you, Father God, for this we call God's plan. Hallelujah. Thank you for your plan. Thank you for your will. Thank you for your way. Bless us. We ask Rev. Brian. Bless him. Continue to give him and keep him in the name of Jesus. Bless Brother Jock, Father God, and his wife. Bless, hallelujah, as she, oh, hallelujah, Be healed, Father God. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, give Jocker strength. Hallelujah. That he needs, Father, in the name of Jesus. Continue. Bless Brother Willie Dog, Father God, and the things you have him to do. Bless him and his family. Give strength continually unto them. Bless Aunt Martha, Father God. Give her the desires of her heart and bless her body. Keep her body. Touch her body. In Jesus' name, and her daughter, Yolanda. Hallelujah. Whatever, Father God, your will is for her, bless her, keep her, teach her, touch her. Hallelujah. Protect her in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Brother Nutty, bless him as well. Father God, you know each and every one of our special needs. Keep him. Hallelujah. Brother D, keep him, Father God. Bless him. Brother Tim, bless him. Hallelujah. Sister Mary, give us strength. Hallelujah. Bless her. Oh, bless us to keep on hearing from you, Father God. Oh, Father, some I may have left out, but bless your children in the name of Jesus. Bless your children in Jesus' name, we do pray. Continue, we ask blessings on Brother Darrell. Give him, hallelujah, what he needs, and bless him to be that wonderful caregiver. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name is our prayer. Thank you, Father God, for hearing us. Thank you for your manifestation of your Holy Spirit. We love you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name is our prayer. We lift this up to you. Amen, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. When you're down in trouble, you need some love and care. Ain't nothing. He can't.